This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Tradio going on right now. I didn't want it to devolve into this, but here you are.
They're not going to do this every day this year, but it seemed like Kobe Altman.
No, because there's very few guys today. I would trade any of these guys for, and Kobe Altman comes on today at 11. No, on his press conference.
Yeah.
Is we're carrying it live today at 11. There's only so much you can do. So we will find out.
I do wonder, because I know what he's going to say. I do wonder. Like, when I talk trades with fans, which I enjoy at times, you don't want to get carried away. Like, we just don't open up the phones every day and say, who do you want in every sport? Because that gets very tedious. And most of it is fantastical. Like, you can't even really make most of the moves happen, especially this year. Now with the apron, like, I've already seen people going, you can't even make that trade under the second apron. All right, we're talking in bigger terms. You know, what types of players would you even consider breaking up the core four? And is a core four, can a team even be considered a core four if it's not able to get, you know, past the second round of the playoffs? You know, that's another question. And I mean, at this point, Jared Allen, how much of the core can you even say he truly is? I mean, I love him as just a great interview, great guy to talk about. We love the ethical basketball stuff. But I mean, the reality is, you know, no team is winning like a title with Jared Allen as their first, second, or even probably third player on a team, right? And now he's pretty clearly our fourth, right?
Yes.
Well, yeah, especially after the All-Star voting and all that. Like, he's good.
He's good. Yeah.
He's a good player. He's not a bad player. He's just not a guy that you build a team around.
No.
Yeah, no, he's not. But he is a... Boy, he's getting a lot of
he's
negative stuff,
man. He's the upgraded windows
I
you put into your nicely built team.
People sending me stuff. I mean, I got it from the Chase Down, or not the Chase Down. What was the Road Tripping podcast? I guess Kendrick Perkins was on it and saying all types of things. I go, guys, to get me to take anything seriously, you can't start it with Kendrick Perkins. It's just not, because he's a guy who I don't take seriously when it comes to any of the stuff in the NBA, because I don't think he watches the games. But Jared Allen's getting a hell of a name, and a negative one at that. I know it's been 3 years, and Evan is a budding star. That's why he's got a possibility there. Jared is what he is. Jared is a really good player who can help out a team, but ultimately right now is a guy that is going to shrink in the big moments. I mean, he is, can I call him Tall Darius Garland? Or is that just a mean thing to say? Is that unfair or is that true?
So you think he plays differently in big moments than he does in the regular season?
Jared Allen?
Yeah.
No.
I think he's shrinking. He is what he is.
But well, okay.
That's on you for expecting him to become some superhuman.
Well, it's not on me.
I'm saying the proverbial you.
Okay, but we expect guys to do better in the postseason or step up to the plate in the
people
postseason.
People want him to go out there and throw elbows and you know, dominate the paint.
But
and
like,
he does a great job of deflecting traffic through the paint and fair. All that, but that's who he is.
Let me say it differently here. I expect, like, Donovan is different in the postseason than what he is in the regular
yes.
season. He has a tendency to turn it on. Jarrett, I don't know if he has that gear. I don't think he does. And Darius, I don't think he does. And we just want to trade Darius and
Darius
Jarrett.
But Darius is also different in the postseason than he is in the regular season, and not in a good way.
And some people said, well, and I did get some folks. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Before we get to these phones here, we got Matt Derry joining us at 9:22 this morning to talk about the Guardians and this being the biggest week of their season coming up here tonight. I mean that sincerely. So I got to get to these calls here shortly. But I got a lot of people saying, well, just package Darius and Jarrett for somebody, because I had somebody reach out and say that, well, what if Giannis is going to force his way out? If Giannis forces his way out, that might be the best decision that they can get. I don't think that Darius Garland and Jared Allen are going to be the best possibility of a trade that the Milwaukee Bucks can get if Giannis Antetokounmpo forces his way out. You are going to get something better than Darius Garland and Jared Allen. So if that's the best you can do, that ain't going to happen, because somebody will offer better for Giannis, guaranteed. And if they did get rid of Darius Garland and Jared Allen for Giannis and Antetokounmpo, then one of the greatest steals ever, because you're going to get something way better than that. 216-474-0092. Chuck in Warrensville Heights. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
All right, Chuck, doing well.
I think everybody need to be patient. Pull your skirts down and understand that we got a first-time coach last year. We won 64 games. Toughness comes from coaching.
He's been a coach before. He coached Brooklyn for 4 years.
We got the guys. He got to coach them up in practice. Play tough in practice. That's what all these other teams doing. That's why when we get to the floor, we look mediocre. That's coaching.
Okay, so we have the wrong coach. Should we get a new coach?
In my book, we got the right coach. It was his first year, though. We all need
his first year with the Cavs.
His first year coaching an actual team.
No, he coached the Brooklyn Nets.
They were scrubs. I mean, you got all this.
That's a good pivot. I like that.
We'll see on that.
No. I respected it.
I didn't.
I think he realized it, and then it was, come on.
Yeah, we're moving on.
You're not going to count that.
Ray and Talmadge, you're next up on the Fan. We put that on coaching last year. I just can't keep putting it on coaches. Especially when we don't know their history. Hello, Ray.
Hello. Hey, I had a question. I thought Mark said you couldn't combine salaries like Jared Allen and Darius Garland. You can't put them together in a trade. You have to trade them individually. And the other thing I was wondering about is what constitutes getting true value for Garland? And what I mean by that is because of his salary, because of what he does in the playoffs, because he is fragile. If you trade him and you take back less salary, you lessen that, but you get better complementary pieces.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It can fit in. Because like you said, is it really a core four? You know, so I guess what I'm saying is by eliminating him, eliminating the excess salary, provided you could send him to some place that can absorb his salary, and getting another complimentary player or two complimentary players, does that help the team? And by helping the team, as you guys have said, Evan Mobley has to become the best player. Well, let's clear the runway for Mobley to become the best player. Let's take away a player who dominates the ball. So you just have Mitchell. You have a core two. You have Mitchell and you have Mobley. As far as Jared Allen, I like Jared Allen. Jared Allen's cheap. I think Jared Allen would – I think you could have an awesome bench with Ty Jerome, Jared Allen, and Hunter coming off the bench. But I'm like, if Mobley's going to be that guy, if the mythical one-horned beast is going to be the guy, then clear the runway and let him be the guy and try to lessen that second apron problem that you have with Garland, giving a 6'1 fragile guard $40 million.
Well, the only reason, and again, I'm not saying this for Evan Mobley, and I see where you're going with that, Ray. My only question would be like, all right, do you want to give up, would you be willing to give up Darius Garland for two decent wings instead of one elite wing? Because I already have DeAndre Hunter on one wing, which did, I mean, when he's healthy, was certainly able to prove a difference there down the stretch. I thought they made this a really good basketball team.
Yeah, and I would agree, but the point is, you want that excellent wing, but if Mobley's the guy, don't put somebody there that's going to take all those reps away. Because Mobley is 23 or 24, if he has improved, and we know how good he is defensively, then clear the runway for it. You know, if he's the guy, let him be the guy.
Well, by that move, you would be forcing him to be the guy. But I don't think to get what you need.
You've got to find out sometime.
Oh yeah.
If he's not what everybody thinks he is, are you going to win anyway? Then you might as well go trade him.
Well, I don't even know. Ray, this is going on, you know, one theory that was put out by The Ringer. And Ray, thank you very much for the call. This is put out by one theory that goes on the Ringer. Why I'm willing to do it is because I have a guy who's a unicorn. I can get to a guy who's already there. Evan could be that, but I got a guy who's already there. It makes the window short. I think the window's short anyway. I think you have a 2-year window right now.
You got Donovan for 2 years before his player option.
Yes. So you have a 2-year window. I think if you have Evan Mobley or you don't have Evan Mobley, you have a 2-year window. And it's the same thing with all these other guys.
You know, it drove me crazy game five when it was pretty clear, I thought early on, that, oh yeah, Pacers don't have anybody that can defend Evan Mobley. Siakam, he was able to bully around when it was Miles Turner. He was able to get around him. So there was nobody that could really check him. And yet, I look at the final box score. Evan Mobley, 8 of 12. Darius Garland, 4 of 16. It's clearly not a Darius game. Clearly not a Darius series.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Unfortunately, because of the injuries and whatever. And the length and the physicality. And yet, Darius kept shooting. Despite the fact, you know, from 3-point range. What was he, 0 for 6?
Yeah.
Like, get the ball to Evan Mobley. And that's the one tough thing about playing with two guards that are going to have the ball in their hand, the high usage in playoff series. Like, you might need to. I'm just saying, big picture, you might need to just break those guys up just simply so if this is the team, so Evan, like the caller said, can get going.
Well, you're going to need to get other teams involved then, because I can't just, again, who's going to trade their really great wing for Darius Garland? Nobody. Because you're just giving them the problem that you have, which I understood you had to make the move you had to make. But that next step, which is such a pivotal step, because, hey, it is a three-point league now. I don't know what they're going to do during the regular season, smoothing out the three-point line or something, but it is a three-point league now. That's fantastic. But you got beat with length. You got beat with toughness, but you got beat with length against the Indiana Pacers. Well, okay, well, who is able to clear both of those things? Well, it would be a guy that, until now, was an unrealistic individual. But it would take trading somebody else. And then you're just going to have to convince him that you're going to have to do it. Either one, you're going to have to make him do it. Giving up the ball to Evan or giving up the ball to Giannis. You're going to have to do that. Because if we're going to get Evan where he needs to go, damn it, he's got to get the ball more. Because if you're telling, again, 8 for 12 is not anything to sniff at. 4 of 12 or 4 of 16 is a very awkward number to throw out there for everybody. Davis in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you gentlemen doing today?
Doing well, Davis. Go ahead.
I just want to say, you know, I kind of agree with you. You know, first I would say I wouldn't do Mobley, but you know what? I probably would do Mobley because what we have in Garland and what we have in Allen, we don't have much. Allen is softer than wet toilet paper, okay? He's not going to take us nowhere. You come out better. Let Mitchell run the point. You know what I'm saying? Let Mitchell run the point. Let Mobley be that second guy.
See, this is interesting because I've heard from a lot of people, including Lima, that he doesn't seem to be very comfortable being the guy who runs the point, Tone, that he'd rather be off ball. Yeah. Is that true?
It depends. I mean,
he'll do what he's forced to do, but you get what I'm saying. If he's more comfortable, then I'd like to make him more comfortable.
For the better of the team, I mean, you do what you got to do. You know what
True.
I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, even if you deal Garland, you don't have to deal Garland for all star two. Find us another two. He don't have to be an all star two, but a two to somebody with some size.
Fair.
You need to get some more size on this team. And then one other thing I wanted to say too.
Yeah.
That GM, we need to have his head because he done put us in a position, man, where we're really in terrible shape.
Strong word. All right, we'll see if he answers any of those questions today at 11, Davis. Thank you very much for the call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.